Well.
Welcome. How's everybody doing? My name's Chad Arms. This is the Chatty Bobcast. Hashtag Black Friday. Because it is currently 1:45 in the fucking morning! I just worked Thanksgiving 4 p.m. to 1:45 in the morning. So it's officially Black Friday. And to keep me from falling asleep at the wheel, we're going to do a Bobcast, damn it. I don't know what the fuck number episode this is. I don't give a fuck what episode it is. I love you. But we're not worried about the numbers. Because you're looking at the number and the texting, whatever. Fucking heading, title. At least I don't have to worry about any traffic. I haven't been out on the road this late at night ever, I don't think. I don't want to say ever. I used to party, you know, when I was a younger guy. And I used to do a lot of performances, live performances and shows. And I'd be half buzzed and would just drive home from Nashville all the way to Podunk Greenbrier. And wouldn't give the first fuck about my well-being or anybody else's. So I'm glad that I'm not that person anymore. You know, I mean, I've been sober for over a year now. Alcohol, and let me just get on my soapbox and jerk myself off for everybody. God, Chad, this is going to be rare form, because this is off of a Red Bull from 5 o'clock. I mean, that's long since, you know, not been working. I can't go get any fast food anywhere. Nobody's open. It's so ratchet where I work at. They don't even leave McDonald's open 24 hours. They're like, fuck this shit. We're not risking our lives for a McDouble at 2 in the morning. And you know, how can I blame them for it? I can't. I love them. So yeah, I'll just... I will say this. It was insanity tonight, like it always is. But I will say that tonight was... This was my 5th Thanksgiving Black Friday, you know, Thursday night. Black Thursday, whatever they call it. This was my 5th one. Last year, I was off for Thanksgiving. I've worked, so this was my 4th one that I worked at Best Buy. And this was by far the tamest. There wasn't the humongous lines like there used to be. Mainly because Best Buy now, we do our deals all week to kind of keep from that being so insane. There were still ignorant motherfuckers. I mean, there was, you know, but it was very tame. Now, however, I will say that it's going to be clusterfuck city the next 3 days. Well, next 2 days. I work Friday. I work tonight. But this is being uploaded. I don't know when this is being uploaded. But I get off at 10, so it's going to be like a fucking... Getting off at 10 o'clock ain't fucking shit when you work till 1:30 in the morning. That's morning. Can you not ride my ass, bud? Thank you, buddy. Just fly by me. Thank you. You look like you Dodge Magnum. Congratulations. Those were so 2017 or 2007. If you had a Dodge Magnum, you just got pussy, just falling out. Fuck. The only person that can get away with rocking a Dodge Magnum now is either Roach Baby or Legs Top Dollar, and I don't think either one of them have that Magnum anymore. The Ninja Turtle one. But I can't even say nothing, because I used to drive a Chrysler 300. I thought my shit didn't stink. It had 22-inch rims on it. Stupidest thing I ever did, buying that car. Because Chryslers fuck up all the time, and those wheels were just huge magnets for the police. And one tire was like $190 to replace. Fucking stupid, Chad. Just because you wanted to be shining, like just shining. You know what I mean? I just farted. I don't even care. You know what? Fuck y'all if you don't like it. I mean, there's just not a light owned. I mean, gas stations and Waffle House is all that's open, and a pair of legs. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm just heartbreak. I'm looking over there. Wendy's is closed. Taco Bell is closed. McDonald's is closed. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. But, I mean, What are you going to do, Chad? You going to cry about it? You going to bitch? I bought a stack of movies tonight, too. Damn it. I spent $120, but I got 10 or 12 titles, so it was worth it. I'll getting half that back off the code, so y'all don't give a shit. Well, maybe you do, but I'm just trying to talk and take up time. I'm hoping to make it home by 2:30. I'm pretty sure I will, hopefully. If God's with me, you know what I'm saying? If he's not, then you'll never hear. I mean, if he is and he calls me home, then y'all will never hear this anyway. So it was just recorded for me and my ears only. It's really logical to be going 99 miles an hour on the interstate in a Dodge Caravan at 1:45 in the morning. I mean, you got to be up to something positive if you're doing that. But yeah, man, it was a busy night, but it was good. It was fine. What do I drive? Chevy. Chevy, stop yelling at me, okay? Ain't nobody in that seat. They don't need to put a seatbelt on. There's a fucking cell phone over there, okay? There ain't a person. I'm not strapping the damn seatbelt on. Shut your fucking mouth, Chevy, okay? We've been with each other in this relationship since 2014. I think you should trust me by now. Jesus. So, yeah, I mean, the worst day's off. So now, like, regardless of what tomorrow or today, tonight brings and Saturday brings, it's not going to be bad compared to what I just went through. But that shit was time and a half, motherfucker. So let me sit there and keep me there all night. Fuck. Well, don't do that. But things are going good though, man. I got some music I'm trying to work on, some new music, and got some new beats to write too. I just got to get some songs written, and it's just so my shit's so crazy. This time of year, man, it's very difficult for me to get anything done musically right now. It's just difficult because, I mean, it's fucking holiday season. And from now, you know, until the end of the year, it's going to be busy as fuck. I'm going to be getting a lot of hours and it's going to be crazy. So I'm not going to have a lot of time to do music. So I'm going to try to write, but I'm not going to be able to record until probably January. I want to try to record the new album or EP, whatever it is I do. And it's going to be, I'm really liking the tracks that I'm choosing. They're different from what I've been doing, but I think they're going to turn out well. And if they don't, fuck y'all. I'll still like them. So, you know, that's what it's about. That sounded really selfish right there, but I mean, my stomach is, y'all, I don't know if y'all know something. I had a chicken biscuit and two hash browns this morning. At 10 o'clock, okay? I didn't get a Thanksgiving dinner, okay? Because I worked. I didn't get to go to Thanksgiving with my family. So, I was like, well, Best Buy will provide us a dinner. They didn't provide nothing. They provided chips and fucking a honey-baked ham. Stop it. Stop. So, I ate a little mini can of Pringles on my lunch break. So, that's all I've had all day. And if you're a fat person like me, that don't do shit. Because now we're in another day now. We done switched over into the next day. So, I mean, just pile it on, Chad. Just be piss and vinegar. You know? Ain't nobody fucking starve you. You starved yourself. So shut the fuck up. You're right. I shouldn't have said that. So, it's just fun. It's fun driving this late because there's nobody to worry about. There's like two cars behind me, like a month behind me. So, I mean, I don't have to worry about that, I guess. Chad, I've ran out of stuff to say. We did have some good deals on some movies, though. I will say that. There was some, especially my dumbass, though. I couldn't wait till Black Friday. So most of the stuff that they put on sale, I already have. And bought it when it came out instead of waiting. But there was a lot of good deals, though. A lot of good $8, $10, and $13 4K titles. So I was able to snag some stuff up. Excuse me. That was like four burps in one just then. It's pretty impressive. Oh man, just make it to the house, Shad. Make it to the house. Shout out to Trick Daddy. Make it to the house. Oh, it was take it to the house, but same thing. It's not at all. I will say there was a lot of fine women that came in tonight. A lot of them. A lot of giggity giggities. Some giggity of the year potential there tonight. They were trying to get their bid in at the end of the year for the Gotti Awards, giggity of the year. So, you know what I'm saying? They were out there showing that shit tonight. You know what I'm saying? They were out there, just got done eating their Thanksgiving dinner, out here trying to throw it at somebody. You know what I'm saying? And they're trying to just shake a tail feather. Remember that song from Puff Daddy? No, they don't, Chad, because you're fucking old. You're going to be 36 years old tomorrow. When this is being uploaded, it's Friday, November the 29th. I will be 36 years old the November the 30th. Fuck. I'm blessed to see 36, though, you know what I mean? God. Ford minivan. What is going on? Is it just family trucksters as far as I can see, man? Yeah, it's about time I start yawning. I'm usually about 3 hours in on my sleep for the night right now. Go to bed about 11. Right after my, you know, Metamucil and all that good stuff. It's funny, man. Like, I kid about being, oh, I'm not old. I'm 36. It's middle age. But it's funny because, you know, Best Buy, most of the people that work there are part-time kids. You know what I'm saying? So it's just funny because, like, you realize that you're getting old. Because, like, you'll talk about something, and kids are like, I'll bring up, like, a song from 2004, and nobody will know what I'm talking about. And it's because most of these kids that work there were born in, like, 2001. They were born when I was a junior in high school. I'm like, I'm fucking old, bro. Like, I just looked up and was like, I'm older than fucking white dog shit. Damn it. Hashtag Black Friday, dude. But hey, you know, I'm blessed to have seen 36 years. Every day I get, man, I'm thinking, every day on this side of the ground, I'm gonna be okay, man. Because what else is there? Cry about it, saddlebags? That's your other option. I rant and stuff on here, but a lot of it's just for entertainment. I mean, I'm not pissy. Negative person. Y'all know that. But I like to have fun and just make fun of myself and everybody else, because why not? If you can't enjoy life, then what the fuck you doing? Is that something somebody said before? They probably didn't say it so eloquently like I just did. I've already forgotten what I just said too, which is pretty impressive to have that horrible of a memory. To forget something literally 3 seconds after you say it. But fuck y'all. Everything's closed, especially in Ridgetop. You fucking kidding me? They closed the grocery store, which is a, what does that say that is? That is a Holtz Food Center. So, which is not even like, that's like a knockoff H.G. Hill. You know, H.G. Hill is like second rate. And then you got a knockoff H.G. Hill. They close at like 7:30 at night. I mean, they're not even trying to see the sun go down. So, yeah. We know Sonic's going to be fucking... Damn it! We are getting a Burger King, though. It's official. They're building it now. So, we're moving... And McDonald's is official. So, we're getting a McDonald's, a Burger King, and maybe a Taco Bell. So, Greenbrier... I have lived here since I was 10 years old. 26 years of my life I've lived here. And all we've been able to muster up in 26 years on this, in this city, is a Subway, a Sonic, and a Domino's, and a fucking Pizza Hut. and 900 home cooking restaurants that change the name every 6 months, and it's the same fucking food. It's Mama's Kitchen, or it's Country Cooking, or it's, there was one that was like Teresa's Palace 2. It was a Teresa's Palace, I think is what it was. Maybe it was Eureka's Castle, I don't remember. It was something. And then it went away for like 10 years, and then it came back, and it was the same name, but it had a 2 after it. That's how we roll here, you know what I'm saying? And the food's always busting, bro. It's always fire. But they never can stay open because nobody goes there. I don't know why. Probably because they change the fucking name every 6 months. But the point of that rant was just to let you know that we're coming up. So look out for us. Greenbrier is getting a Burger King. It's getting a McDonald's. And it's getting a Taco Bell. So I'm going to quit my job tomorrow. I've made it officially as a person. So now I can just get horrible food so much easier. So it's going to be like 5. I can walk out of my back door and smell the fucking cholesterol at McDonald's. I can smell it from my back door. Not my butt. I'm talking about like my house. You know what I mean? Oh, God. This is, I haven't done one of these. I think I've only done one or two late night. I've never done one this late. I've done a few of them that were like at 9:30, 10 o'clock on my way home when we normally close like that time. I've never done one at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 2:01 a.m. right now. So, be my friend, man. Just be my friend. Just thinking to myself about the fact that 2019 is 1 month away from being over with. Already, dude. It feels like yesterday. And here I go, sounding old again. It was just yesterday. I don't know why I gave myself a British accent. A bad one at that. It's just crazy, bro. It's like, it feels like we just, like January 29th, that last weekend of January is when we went to Atlanta for Days of the Dead. That's when we started the Triple Flix Mafia YouTube channel. Which, if you're listening to this on YouTube, that's what you're watching it on. We started that channel, bro, January, the last weekend of January. Two cops sitting up here talking to each other. Just earning the paycheck. Just not, I mean, what are you going to do, though? What's Greenbrier got going on? You know what I'm saying? Nothing. They ain't got nothing going on. Not the first thing. So, what was we talking about? Yeah, it was just like it was yesterday when we started the Triple Flix YouTube channel. And now the year is almost over with. We've given y'all a year of content, man. And I think for our first year, bro, I think we did a really, really good job with the channel. Because we're not trying to blow the channel up. We're not monetizing the channel. We're doing it solely as three buddies that just love horror movies and, you know, and collecting. And we all got our own little, you know, like side, you know, like series that we do. Me with the Bobcast, Tony with the collectible stuff, Jordan with the vinyl stuff. You know, we do out and abouts and updates and countdowns and rankings, and we're gonna start doing some more live streams. We haven't done one in a while. We've had several people asking about that. We're gonna get back on that as well. But I've really loved, you know, to get almost 800 subscribers our first year. I think that's pretty awesome, man. And I'm about to hit 7 years. December the 10th will mark my 7th anniversary for my Chatty Bobby 1130 channel. That's crazy. WrestleManiac 1130 slash, you know, it's Chatty Bobby 1130 now. I've just changed that. But this was the most active year in the history of my YouTube. Over 80 or 90 hours of Madden content. Wrestling updates with I've been going ham sandwich, battle rap, everything, collection, you know, 4K collection every week now. I've been really pumping out content for y'all. I do comedy stuff on there, comedy compilations. I try to do a little bit of everything. I've got the reaction channel. I'm just trying to put out as much content for y'all as I can. And, I don't even know if y'all have heard anything I've said, because I had a fucking Best Buy bag over it. So there's a good chance that you didn't hear any of this fucking podcast. Fuck my life. Let's hope, man. But I really do appreciate everybody, man. I appreciate all y'all. However you may support me or my buddies and what we do, we support y'all, man. I love y'all, and, you know, I wouldn't do this if it wasn't for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying not to hit a deer. I'm trying to be sincere while not hitting a deer. I'm a poet. I fucking know it, though. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a surprise that I knew I was a poet. I know I'm a fucking poet. But yeah, I really was trying to be sincere with y'all. And this road that's about to be turning onto my road going home is horrible for, like, deer, because it's back road country shit, man. It's horrible for, like, deer getting hit. And I see a dead deer almost every day, and it breaks my heart seeing them just run over. So that's just a good way to just chat, just transition into pure sadness at the end of the episode. It's like a roller coaster, you know what I'm saying? I gotta bring it back up now. Excuse me. My hiccups are very awkward. You know what I'm saying? See? That is not me putting on. That's the way I hook up. So, guys, I fucking love y'all, okay? This has been the Chatty Bobcast, episode whatever the fuck. I don't even know how long this episode's been. 22 minutes. That's the fastest I've ever got home from work. It's because there was no traffic. So, if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel, Triple Flix Mafia, please do that for me, man. We really appreciate it. Like I said, we're about to hit the 800 subscriber mark, which is awesome. Be on the lookout for the new music. Like I said, I'm starting to work on that now. I don't know if it's going to be Baker's Dozen 4 or if it's going to be a different project, but I've got some stuff in the works, man. I may just do an EP. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. We'll just see how things progress, but I just want to tell y'all I love you, and I'm going to make it through it, man. We're going to make it through this holiday season just fine, and appreciate y'all for sticking with your boy, and we're going to keep making shit happen, man, one way or the other. So, love, peace, and motherfucking hair grease. Triple Flix Mafia, bitch.